Welcome to Healthier You by Vanderbilt Health and Wellness, a podcast to help Vanderbilt faculty and staff live their healthiest lives.
Well, welcome everyone. I am excited to introduce Dr. Goyle, who is a gerontologist here at VUMC. Dr. Goyle, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Healthier You podcast. Would you mind sharing with us just a little bit about who you are and what you do here at Vanderbilt?
First of all, thank you for having me here on the Healthier You podcast. My name is Parul Goyle. I'm an associate professor of clinical medicine here at Vanderbilt Medical Center, and I practice both internal medicine and geriatric medicine.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us today. Earlier this year, I learned that September is Healthy Aging Month. There are so many elements of the aging process that is important for us to know about our health. I'm really excited to dive in with you today to learn about how healthy aging is relevant to our health journeys. So perhaps we'll start here. What is healthy aging, and why do you feel like it's an important topic to discuss?
I'm so glad that finally we have a healthy aging month, which is September. Healthy aging, as described by the World Health Organization, is a lifelong process of developing and maintaining the functional ability that enables well-being in older age. It is important to discuss that so that we can all age gracefully and stay functionally independent throughout our lifespan. It's actually a whole body approach because it involves taking care of one's physical, emotional, mental, and social well-being.
That's awesome, and I love how they've taken a holistic approach at what it looks like to age healthily. So thank you for sharing that. Well, many of our younger listeners may be tempted to believe that this podcast episode is not for them. We often know that the term aging is correlated to an older population. So what insight do you have for us to share about aging to those who may be in their 20s or 30s?
Excellent question. Believe it or not, our body starts to age in our 20s. So it is very important for people in their 20s and 30s to recognize what healthy aging is so that they can actually develop practices that become habits for them as they age. Some of them include practices involving physical health, which would encompass diet and activity levels.
Absolutely. And that's such a powerful insight to know that we start to age in our 20s, and we can even start to do things now that can help that process. Well, because it's Healthy Aging Month, let's take a deeper dive into specific recommendations. So first, what foods should we emphasize to promote healthy aging, and why?
Diet is extremely important for healthy aging. A diet that is recommended includes whole grains, nuts, beans, seeds, having your serving of fruits and vegetables, leafy greens, avoiding processed food, using fish and white meat instead, avoiding red meat, using healthier oils such as olive oils and avocado oil, and of course, not smoking or drinking.
Since you kind of already touched on some of those physical activity elements, what recommendations can you share with us to keep us active as we age?
My recommendations to keep us active as we age is to optimize our functional ability. So that means where exercises are incorporated in our daily routine, which would include both aerobic exercise, such as walking or jogging, strength training, such as lifting weights or Pilates, and balance, such as Tai Chi or yoga.
Now, I love how you've shared with us many different ways that we can stay active. And for those listeners who may not be the bodybuilder or may not be the runner, you've shared so many different options that we can stay active with as we age. So thank you for sharing that. Well, there has been such exciting information released about blue zones, which are communities that commonly have the oldest living populations. So what can you share with us about what you know about blue zones and how it relates to aging healthily?
Excellent question. Blue zones, as you said, are areas around the world where people live considerably longer healthier lives than rest of the population. Such areas are in Japanese island of Okinawa, but in fact, there is actually a blue zone in the United States that is Loma Linda in California. People typically in the blue zones, they follow plant-based diet, they do white meat, fish. They actually stop eating when they're 80% full. They take time to maybe relax and have an afternoon siesta if they can. They are very engaged socially in their community. They involve practices in which they're volunteering in the community. They have a very clear sense of purpose. And of course, they all engage in daily exercise.
It's clear that these blue zones have a secret to living longer and healthier. So that is interesting to consider. And since you kind of talked about, you know, just social engagement, would you mind just sharing with us a little bit more about the power of social connectedness?
Power of social connectedness is extremely profound and is as important as following a healthy lifestyle. Some of the examples include being a part of a faith-based community, or being a part of a book club or a senior community center, and or volunteer to give a clear sense of purpose to life.
And that is powerful to consider, that just as much as living a healthy life and doing kind of the more activity and eating the healthy foods can be just as powerful and important to stay socially connected. And to close, what recommendations do you have to share with our listeners on how to age healthily starting today?
My recommendation for our listener would be to make small, achievable, sustainable changes in their lifestyle towards healthy aging. Some of the examples could be making a goal to exercise most days of the week, starting 10 minutes a day to eventually reach to 30 minutes a day, such that it eventually becomes a habit, or cutting down on fast food to once a week, or stop smoking or stop drinking.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've provided some recommendations that really seems to focus on starting small. So some of those smaller habits, such as exercising, even just 10 minutes a day. I mean, it's awesome to know that those shifts in our habits and behaviors can really be powerful as we age. So Dr. Goyal, thank you again for joining us today. Your insight has been so valuable and such a great reminder to us as to why healthy aging is always a relevant topic to discuss.
Thank you once again for having me here. And I'm happy that we are celebrating a healthy aging month. Thank you again to Health Plus.
Thanks for tuning in to Healthier You by Vanderbilt Health and Wellness. If you are a Vanderbilt University Medical Center faculty or staff member, you can earn credit on your Go for the Gold Wellness Action Blog by listening to two podcasts during season one. Simply click the Go for the Gold link in the show notes below to record your participation and stay tuned for future episodes.